Doug and Kim, your family-friendly morning show with an opportunity to catch up with author Liz Curtis Higgs. And when we found out that we were going to be interviewing Liz, and I told my wife, Cheryl, she said she had to come, so my beautiful wife joins us as well. Why were you so excited about wanting to come in to meet Liz?
Because I love Liz.
Yay! What a nice thing to say.
Well, it's true. It's great. And I have formed a relationship with Liz for the past 6 years through her Bad Girls of the Bible book and Mad Mary and
Really Bad Girls
and
of the Bible.
Really yes, Bad right. Girls. That's right. I've done them all, and I'm looking forward to the newest one. Is it coming out next year?
Slightly Bad Slightly, Girls of the Bible. Right. Yeah, that'll wind up the series. Well, they're the ones that really are most like us. You know, they're mostly good, but slightly bad.
That's right. That's yeah. right. And that's why I love her so much, is that she's real. And she has a testimony. And through your books, I was able to share my testimony with about 30 or 40 women 6 years ago.
And that's huge, you know, to give somebody permission, as it were, to go ahead and open up and spread that past out for people to look at. The beauty of doing that, and I know you know this, Cheryl, and I would encourage our listeners to, when you can make that confession, not just to one person or your pastor or whatever, but to a group of trustworthy people, what happens is, it loses the power anymore to throw shame at you. Mm-hmm. It really takes weapons right out of the enemy's hands. Mm-hmm. Because now, if somebody says, oh, I heard, it's like, of course you heard. I told you.
Oh, that's so
I always
true.
Said I could run for public office because there isn't any kind of dirt they could dig up that isn't in one of my books. You know, hey, did you know she? Yeah, of course we knew because it was on page 78. But it's just, there's such a sense of freedom when we can say, look, I once was lost and now I'm found. But I think we also have to go a step farther and say, I still sin every day. Yeah. Now, it's not the big flashy, splashy sins anymore. I'm grateful for that. You know, I didn't smoke a joint on the way to the studio this morning. Good girl, yeah. And yeah, I knew you'd be happy about that. I don't have a little bottle of Southern Comfort in my purse anymore like the old days. And I didn't look at one of the cute guys coming through the door and say, ooh, baby, you and me later, you know, for which he was greatly relieved, I might add. But, you know, it's like that sin life is gone. And I'm very grateful for that. When Jesus says to the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more. The first time I read that, I flipped out because I thought, I'm still messing up. It's smaller stuff, but I'm still messing up. Then you look at the NIV of that verse and you can take a breath of, oh, okay. What he really is saying is go and leave your life of sin. Okay, that I did in fact do 24 years ago, and I praise God for that grace. But what we have to realize is we still need his grace. You know, the old hymn is, I need thee every hour. And the new amended 2006 version is, I need thee every 20 seconds. You know, I need thee all the time because I'm still a sinner in need of a Savior. And he wants us to keep that in mind. We never get to the place where, like, we're there. So often we want to lead somebody to the Lord and we get them there. You know, we get them, as it were, to the baptistry. We get them wet. We get them dry and say, yay, done. Honey, the walk is just beginning. The learning is just beginning. Yeah. And we have to understand that people are going to fail and they're going to stumble. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to slide backwards, slip down, fall over. And God's grace is big enough. It is higher, wider, deeper, longer than we can possibly imagine. Am I preaching to the choir? But, you know, we just need to hear it because all we hear about is straighten up and fly right. And obviously that's our goal. I mean, Paul says, hey, shall we sin more that grace would increase? May it never be so. It's not a license to sin. Right. It's the freedom to fail and know that we're forgiven. Because only when you have that kind of freedom will you try anything. You know, will you risk boldly?